News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There have been calls for all the deer on the island of Inishfallen in Killarney to be culled after a recent discovery that a lot of the animals are starving to death. But is culling them the only option? To discuss, I'm joined on the line by Fianna Fáil County Councillor John Joe Cullity and John Carmody, who is the founder of the Animal Rights Action Network in Ireland. John Joe Cullity, I'll come to you first. Explain to us what is happening on Inishfallen Island.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, there was. I was on the island there last Monday week, and there were a lot of animals that were very thin and hungry, actually, because the island is quite small, and the numbers of deer on the island had increased, so they had enough to eat, and there were actually dead animals on the island. So I asked one of the rangers from the national park to go out to the island, and it was my opinion that the only option left to do with the animals would be to cull the animals. Which is what happened. Now, there are some animals left.
They've shot 27.
Yeah.
And there is something like 20 remaining, is that right?
Probably less. I would think less than 20 remaining, that's right.
So the reason for this, by the way, they put them on this island and they ate all the grass.
They
can't sustain themselves.
They can, or would have previously swam off of the island and swam on the island, but for some reason they didn't, and the island just couldn't sustain them.
John Carmody, this sounds very extreme. Is it cruelty or is it necessary evil?
Good morning, Chapal. I think it's very, very disappointing to be here. Another councillor coming out with these reckless plans. Because let's face it, Joe, you're a politician. You're not a wildlife management expert. And, you know, I think, Paul, in many ways, we should have learned our lessons. We should know that culling doesn't work. Or in my killing, we're literally killing these animals. It doesn't work. All you need to do is look up at Phoenix Park. They have had problems with deer populations over the years. And they've always thought that culling would seem to be the thing that would sort this issue out. But it doesn't actually work. It's a very reckless plan. And I think people who are sitting in their cars this morning, heading down to Killarney, to the national parks, who are going to hear this segment, I hope to God they turn back. Because a lot of people go down to these parks to see these beautiful animals in the wild, and the last thing they need to hear now is these animals are going to be gunned down.
By the way,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, John Joe Cullity, whose bright idea was it to put the Sika deer on the island if the island was incapable of sustaining them?
The island, the deer get on the island themselves. They can swim on and they can swim off, but for some reason over the last number of years, they didn't swim off the island, and the island is no longer able to sustain them. Now, I would have to say, I mean, to consider this as a reckless plan, I mean, I find it hard to imagine that somebody could come along this morning and say that we're culling deer in Killarney just for the fun of it or just for the sake of it.
But is there not an alternative to culling the animals?
No.
Killing these animals?
No alternative to what was that. This was the most humane thing that could have been done. These animals were very, very hungry, and there was nothing else could be done. It was the most humane thing to do. I was quite upset when I came off of the island, and it is the only option. And if somebody could tell me some other option, I would gladly would like to.
But okay, John Carmody.
They didn't be disrupted. They didn't. They just. Yeah. There was no other option.
John Carmody, there is no alternative. This is the only thing could be done.
Well, you see, this is the lazy option again of Irish politicians. And in many ways, I think they're the ones that need to be bloody culled. And when I say culled, I mean by their numbers.
And that's a bit severe now, in fairness. I think you should clarify that, because culling is actually shooting animal or a human being dead. So maybe you may refrain from that language, please.
I'm on about their numbers in terms of how many top politicians there is out there, Paul, is what I mean. I'm certainly
You're speaking them. Metaphorically, then.
Metaphorically,
okay,
of course.
Okay.
I was just about to say that. But what I would say to you is, in all due respect, is that culling has never worked. There is a such thing as humane wildlife control, which means we neuter these animals, which brings the numbers down. Because we also need to know this, is that once we kill a lot of these animals, the amount of food that's in the area becomes more increasing for other animals that are in the area. And what happens is, as a result, the rates of breeding is accelerated once again. So we don't end up getting to the end of this problem. What happens is just other animals move in and they start breeding again. So what we need to do is we need to man up here and sit down and grow up as well and look at this issue for what it is. Sit down and work together so that we can come to a humane plan so that we don't have to kill these animals.
John Joe Cullity, as a local representative, I'll give you the last word as well. What are you going to talk, what are you going to suggest to the OPW yourself? What are you going to prevent this from happening again?
What prevents this from happening again is having a deer management plan where they're, going forward, that there are a plan laid out as to how it's kept these animals, it's sustainable to have them, and that they're kept in a humane way. There was no other option here. I mean, it's a fallacy to talk about other options. There were, that this is the only option. Culling does work. It works in other places. There are deer culled all around this country every year from the 1st of September on, and if it weren't done, there'd be fatalities on the roads, there'd be deer running wild. It is the only way of doing it, and it is a very, very humane way. I can assure you everything that was done on that island was done in a humane way and for a humane reason.
Okay, it's very, very sad to see that the innocent animals being killed like that. Fianna Fáil County Councillor John Joe Cullity and John Carmody, who's the Animal Rights Action Network Ireland. Thank you both for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.